Welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on What You're Not Listening To here on Ace of Spades PDX. And this is going to be one of two shows that we're doing this week. Yes, each one's going to be a half hour, and each one is spotlighting a different new band. And interestingly enough, they both feature women. Today, we're going to be looking at probably the hottest new rock band in ages, Amyl and the Sniffers. It's a question that people have been asking since the late 1950s. What the hell happened to rock and roll? As a music genre, it was derived from various forms of blues and country music. The earliest rock records basically fell into one of three categories, which were Looking for Love, Forever Love, and Lost Love. It had an overinflated sense of drama and silliness at times, and in contrast to other forms of popular music, was simple, basic, and catchy. The Beatles, of course, were one of the primary drivers of this change in the mid-1960s. Even with things getting strange, heavy, and serious, there was still always room for a band that either knowingly or just by sheer dumb luck realized that the best and most loved rock and roll is fun. Case in point, Amyl and the Sniffers, which aren't going to be the next big thing because to their small and rabid fan base that is growing faster than the E. coli at a fast food restaurant, they already are. Consisting of Gus Romer on bass, Bryce Wilson on drums, Dec Martin on guitar, and lead vocals by frontwoman Amy Taylor, they hail from Australia's second largest city, Melbourne. Musically, they are partially derived from a subculture called the Sharpies, which were sort of the down-under version of 1970s punk movement. Simply stating that would leave their other obvious influences, such as new wave, thrash, and metal, even though they probably would never admit the latter. They wrote and recorded their first release in their apartment in just 12 hours. And that is no joke. Their high-energy live shows drew attention, especially since the band is a true rarity, a female-fronted hardcore group that showcased what they could do given an opportunity. Another EP and single followed, with the band releasing their first full-length self-titled LP just 3 months ago in May 2019. What sets Amyl and the Sniffers apart from the rest of the pack is the same trick that almost all of the most celebrated rock artists have used for decades. They play it like they invented it. If rock is dead, then bend over, Beethoven. And there's not going to be a first part, a second part, and then a finale. We will just have the first part, and then we will still have the finale. And we're going to be kicking off our show with a song that is really not like anything else in their oeuvre. I know, listen to me, right? How bougie. And this is from their most recent full-length LP, their very first one, Amyl and the Sniffers. If you don't own this, you will not be disappointed. They burned through about 12 songs in 30 minutes. It's amazing. This is called Gacked on Anger, and it is probably the single most honest song you're going to hear all year long. It details the frustration and the fury that a lot of young people are facing right now. You know, regardless of how hard you work, you still can't afford a place to live in and you can't afford food to eat. And we'll see you just before the grand finale.
I'm stressed on Get rowdy, get rowdy.
melted for a man. We woke up with the sun way before I ever can. And all I wanted to do was ride shotgun. Tank full of petrol, wherever you go, I'm gonna get you. The highway goes so quick. Nothing here but a couple of chicks. Where you go, I wanna go first. And where you go, I'll be chasing you right behind the hearse. A better life awaits me at Mandalay. I wanna see you there, I'm not far away. A better life awaits me at Mandalay. Wherever you go, I'm tailgating. A better life awaits me. And all I wanna do is take me with a tank of petrol. Don't wanna look cool, don't need to feel special. I'm heading north, heading south, heading east. Break a couple chains and I break a couple leaves. I want the sand and I want the seas. But most of all, I want my honey. A better life awaits me at Mandalay. I'll meet you there and I'm not too far away. A better life awaits me at Mandalay. Wherever you go, I will tell you again. A better life awaits me.
Me.
A better life awaits me, but you'll get there first.
One, two, three, four.
All I want.
And welcome back, children of the revolution and everyone else. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on What's It? What is the possibly, well, I'd like to think it is going to be, if it is not already, the greatest audio educational show in podcast history. God, listen to me, yourself. I am so full of it. And on this very special show, we're featuring a half an hour of the hottest new rock band around and probably in ages, Amyl and the Sniffers. And trust me, I have seen a few things. I have heard a few things. I've been a part of a few things. I'm a middle-aged gay man, right? And I'm telling you that this is the bomb. Let's recap what we've heard so far, shall we, kids? And yes, before we get into our grand finale. Starting it all off was Gacked on Anger from their debut album, which was released just 3 months ago, Amyl and the Sniffers. After that was 70 Street Munchies from the Big Attraction EP from 2017. The Cup of Destiny and I Got You were live from the Burger Boogaloo Festival from Oakland, California earlier this year, which I kind of, don't ask me how I got those. After that was from their debut album, The Monsoon Rock from 2019. And I normally wouldn't say this on an audio show, but if you have not seen this video, trust me, I mean, this is just perfect. After that was from the Big Attraction EP again from 2017, Westgate, and two tracks from their debut LP, EP, which they recorded, as the aforementioned, 12 hours. I can't believe that. I just slept 12 hours. 2016's Giddy Up, and that was Mandalay and Pleasure Forever. And from their debut album, Shake Ya, Amyl and the Sniffers from 2019, and I'm Not a Loser from the Big Attraction EP from 2017. If I didn't mention it, I don't think I did, The Cup of Destiny and I Got You are also on their debut. And again, for our vinyl enthusiasts, all of these releases are available now in the U.S. Their first two EPs have been released on a double-sided 12-inch. So, you know, don't pay those exorbitant fees for, you know, imports that, you know, people want. You should see. It's just disgusting. And their debut LP is available on CD, download, and on colored vinyl. And so is this next song. And it really, I really struggled, believe this or not, with which version I was going to play because there are three. There's the full-length album version, which goes over 4 minutes, which is literally twice the length of most of their other songs. There is a 3-minute and 50-second radio edit, which is also amazing. I decided I would put this in because it is still available. I just checked online on vinyl with The Cup of Destiny. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests, you're always welcome. Find us on the podcast page and drop us a line. Love to you all. This is the original 7-inch A-side single mix of Some Mutts Can't Be Muzzled.